school is starting this week across New Hampshire for many, and for many public schools, they have major security changes underway, paid for by new state grants. And HBR's Sarah Gibson visited one school to learn about its plans to keep students safe.
At the entrance to John Stark Regional High School in Ware, there's a big sign that reads, "Premises under video surveillance."
If you look right here, there's a camera that's looking down, but it's more angled over here to the door.
So if we stand right here, it can see us?
Oh, yeah. So inside the monitor.
That's Principal Chris Corkery. He's showing me into the school lobby. On the ceiling are black half domes with cameras inside.
So this is our atrium, a big gathering space. And as you look around, you can see cameras over in this direction.
All these cameras feed into a monitor in the main office. They show who's entering the building and what's happening in the hallways. John Stark plans to install dozens more cameras this fall, thanks to money from New Hampshire's Public School Infrastructure Fund. This fund is a first for the state, $30 million aimed at schools in need of security upgrades. Corkery says when it comes to safety, the school tries to strike a balance.
You think about it, we're somewhere between a public park and a public prison. We don't want to be anywhere near a prison because that wouldn't foster education. We don't want to be in the public park area because we have to be responsible for the safety of everyone's children.
With a rash of high-profile shootings, schools across the country are wrestling with this balance. Schools in New Hampshire are installing everything from bulletproof windows to better locks to new intercoms. Perry Plummer directs the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says about 80% of schools here are getting money for upgrades, and a lot of them are buying cameras.
The surveillance systems, which include cameras, are extremely important. For the exterior cameras, they do show who's approaching the school, what they're carrying, those types of things, and they're being viewed sometimes by school personnel and also sometimes real-time by law enforcement.
Not all schools are sharing the live feed with law enforcement. Keene High School, for instance, just installed over 100 cameras, which can send a live feed to police. John Stark decided against this. Instead, it will get a panic button to alert police of a shooter and will share archival footage with them if there's an incident. School safety has been front and center at John Stark for a while. Right after the Parkland shooting, a student here threatened violence on social media. It shook parents and kept many kids from attending school. Suzanne Carmichael is an English teacher here.
I mean, after Parkland, I saw some kids who were terribly, terribly frightened to be in school. And that's a sad day for me. So anything that we as a district can put in place that allows kids to learn, I'm behind.
One of the changes put in place was an active shooter drill. After Parkland, Carmichael sat down with students and mapped out how to barricade the rooms.
We plan for that as teachers, and we have the conversations with kids about what do you think can be moved, what can't be moved, who's going to be in charge of this, who's going to pull the shades, who's going to hit the lights, who's going to move the desks, who's going to tip over that cabinet, who's going to do, because every second counts.
This year, active shooter drills will become as routine as fire drills at John Stark. But for Carmichael, improving safety isn't just about new cameras and drills.
So it does mean, you know, unfortunately, buzzers at the door and cameras and safety protocols and drills. But it also means developing those relationships with kids so that we can identify students who aren't happy, who may act out in a way that could result in some danger to themselves or other students.
This mental health component of school safety is getting more attention, but so far, no money for mental health has come through the new school security funding. Perry Plummer says the next step is for New Hampshire to decide whether to invest in guidance counselors as much as it has in safety cameras and locks. And as for that $30 million from the state in building upgrades, it's nearly dried up, and there are still hundreds of applications from school districts pending review. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.